All right, let's go ahead and put that beat on them one time. Brothers, help me sing. Come on.
Look at your neighbor, say the devil is a liar.
There we go. That's the right song.
It's one of them songs you're going to ride down the street in the summer. You're going to open the sunroof and roll your windows down so you can raise up this song. I want you to go home singing it tonight. Listen. Say the devil is a liar.
Say the devil is a liar.
What the Lord has for me.
What the Lord has for me.
Say the devil is a liar.
Say the devil is a liar.
And the truth made me free.
And remember, who the Son sets free is free indeed. Come on, tell the devil today he is a liar. Welcome again to Real Talk with Pastor E here live on the Now Network Studios. Yes, join us weekly for a variety of real talk discussions, dynamic principles based on messages and worship to our God with extravagant respect. Yes, family, we are fully devoted to Jesus. We believe that the door to salvation is always open to those in search of the truth. And with open arms, our ministry demonstrates God's love and concern for our fellow man at every opportunity we can take. Through works of charity and by actions in love, we feel that we are walking in the footsteps of Jesus Christ, and we will, that's a declaration, we will reach the lost and unsaved and tell them about this marvelous, this spectacular love of Jesus. As I said, welcome again to Real Talk with Pastor E. It's an exciting time. We're in the second day of fall, and God is continually to shift our seasons, and I know we're prepping and getting ready for the crossover here at the end of 2017 to go over to the other side, something new, never done before in 2018. But as we're prepping, we have a dynamic event going on October 14th. And we want to, first of all, bring the man of God, my friend, my brother, my co-anchor in this sharing the gospel in the streets and also in our churches. I want to welcome, without any further ado, I want to present to some and announce and proclaim to others, Minister L. Prentice Walton. Welcome to Real Talk, my brother.
Oh, yeah. How you doing there, Pastor E?
Always blessed, man. Always. How about you?
Oh, I'm doing good this morning. You know, a little havoc this morning with the phone just got waterlogged last night. But other than that, the devil's, you know, he's alive. We're going to get this taken care of sometime today.
Well, that too shall come to pass. Amen. But we're excited about the Voices for Jesus that you're putting together. And we want to talk about that today. But first, I want to give an opportunity for, are you on speaker?
Yes, let me come out.
You got to come off speaker. Hello.
Hello.
There we go. Clear. There we go. It was bouncing because I could tell some other people may be listening wherever you are. But we want to give an opportunity for people to get to know Prentice, the man of God, the entrepreneur, and a loving friend to all the people that you connect with. Tell us something about yourself this morning.
Well, first of all, I'm a gospel artist, been on this journey for a little bit over 20 years, and Voices with Jesus is something that I started, which is a mixture of a lot of different vocalists, artists coming from different groups that have teamed up with me in the camp to get out and display the, you know, the word of the Lord in music. And at the event, we're going to see a lot of different up-and-coming artists from kids on up to adults.
Oh, amen. Amen. Now through the gathering, I know you said artists that are with, you know, they do other things. So this isn't, they just have to be tied in to one thing. I like that. That really catches me there. So the Voices for Jesus is something that just people come and sow their time in, but they still have other things going on.
Yes. It's like a community type organization where, you know, we've gotten quite a few different musicians and artists up under the camp that's helping out to help get the vision going that I'm trying to do, just sending out the message for the Lord and getting people involved. Helping build a kingdom.
Amen. Well, I mean, you got an awesome reason to continue to go forward. Many may not know as I do, but God has always been a miracle worker in your life, and you wouldn't be here today without him. So I know that inspires and encourages you, but come on, I know, but you got to tell everybody out there how awesome God is in transforming something that people said was dead to now be walking and alive.
Oh, yes. Just back in early 2013, I was at a gospel concert, sat at a piano while we was getting ready for the concert, and as I stood up, I was a pop in my back, which felt like I was going to have a heart attack, and I walked up to the front once the pain kind of subsided, and I walked right around the corner there off of 116 in Wilmington to go get some Advil or something to help with the pain. And on the way walking back, lo and behold, as I crossed over the railroad tracks, I found myself laying out on the railroad tracks, couldn't get up, couldn't move, was rushed to the hospital. Some homeless people came and got me up off of the railroad tracks and ended up at St. Francis, and it was a wrap. I stayed there for a couple of weeks, was rushed to Rancho, from Rancho to USC, where I had surgery because I was totally paralyzed from the waist down, couldn't move my legs, and came out of surgery and stayed in the wheelchair for over 2 years. The doctor told me I would never walk again, but with the help of the Lord, thank God, I am walking with a cane now, and, you know, I just thank God for the miracle.
Oh, don't be so modest. I don't see you with that cane. I see you a lot. I don't see you with that cane as much as I did when we first met each other. So he's even working in that move right there. I love that you testified that what man said couldn't happen with the help of God. It's important that we share that God doesn't sprinkle down and say, okay, and it can happen. He's that powerful. But most of the time, he's looking to see our faith at work. And so you got to put some work in. And I saw that in you, that it wasn't you just laying around waiting for a blessing from heaven to drop down and you would stand up from lame to walk. You went through the therapy. You went through everything that your doctors told you to do. And you pushed yourself so you could help God help you. Is that correct?
Yes, yes. And I thank God for my Bishop Sherman Gordon at Family of Faith, where the concert is going to be in Long Beach. The pastor got a ramp for me, and each Sunday they had rolled me up on the ramp in the wheelchair, and I still participated in all parts of our music ministry at our church.
Hey,
I was in the wheelchair.
Look at God. Look at God. And here we are today producing and sharing the word of God through music, through arts, I know you're very multitasked, and tell everybody what you do professionally.
Professionally, I'm a cosmetology instructor at Victory Career College in the city of Torrance, and I also work part-time out of Jan's Ultimate Image, which is located in Harbor City, as a stylist part-time.
Amen. And also, a come-to stylist. I've seen you arrive at places, and I thought you were coming to sing, and you was doing hair. I can't even get it out. Are you a delivery cosmetologist?
As far as what do you mean, a delivery, Pastor? Make that a little bit clearer for me.
Well, you go on site. If a person
couldn't
leave their home and they needed their hair done, you could come to their facility or their location and hook them up. I'm being so silly. I couldn't get that out. But yeah, you will come and I like to get that stuff out there because there's some people listening right now saying, "Wow, where's this guy been? I'm not healthy. I can't get out. It's more of a problem for me to leave home than to go get my hair done. But I still want my hair done. That's something that people would need to know. So I just like to share that, man.
Oh, definitely so. I'll come to their bedside and make sure that they can still get that look.
There we go. That's what we wanted to get out. Amen. Well, that's awesome. We take it to the next level. We got our introductions out. We know each other now. I pray that our listening audience, it feels a little bit more familiar with you. But let's talk about Voices for Jesus and the October 4th event, which is going to be held at You name the church, because I you know me, I don't like to get names wrong.
Yes, it's going to be a Family of Faith Christian Center, yes, which is located 345 East Carson Street in the city of Long Beach, where Bishop Sherman Gordon is our leader.
Amen. Now, I'm blessed to be a part of this, so everybody out there know that I will be the master of ceremonies for this dynamic event, but there are many, 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 many artists that are you can see on the flyer, but there are probably many more that are going to be coming also. Share with us who's the lineup, who you have coming on board this for this event.
Well, we have Minister Brown, which will be there. We have Darren, who's going to be in the house. Michael is in the house. David Lagan is going to be in the house. Michelle, who's a dynamic Spanish artist, and Eric is going to be on the sax, and I mean, I can just go on and on of some of the artists that's going to be on the, how special guests will be there. My co-producer, who's helped me through the years, Dee Bradley, is going to be in the house. And, you know, I like to tell them to just get on out, come out. I guarantee you it's going to be a evening of musical blessings, and not just us giving a blessing, but also people bringing a blessing and being a blessing. I have Michelle Morant, who's in charge of the raffle giveaway. We're giving away 42-inch TVs and baskets and
a 42-inch TV? How much are the tickets? How much is the raffle ticket?
we were saying that the raffle tickets would be for the TV, $2, and then for the smaller items, $1, which is a basket, some kids' game boards, and, you know, just tell them they got to come see. I guarantee it's going to be well over $900 in giveaways.
What? So,
oh, yeah.
Not only are we going to enjoy some awesome gospel music in all genres of Christianity, but there are going to be some giveaways. I mean, can we get, maybe I'm trying to get ahead of myself, but can we buy raffle tickets now? I know there's tickets for the event. It's $12 in advance, which is very reasonable, and then $18
yes.
after October the 1st. So we want to encourage you guys out
yes,
there.
But,
go ahead.
What I was going to do on that, Pastor, is we're going to extend it and just make it $18 at the door for anyone that, you know, wants to get in. We're going to waive the F first, and we'll just be having it 18 at the door, so they can get them for $12 on
up until the
event.
Day before.
Yes, and I think today, I think we may some of the callers online, we may give away a, you know, a few tickets online here this morning.
Amen, amen. Oh, look out, y'all! If you're online and you are in the Southern California area, don't feel.
Wait a minute, I got Michelle sitting there saying she's going to get away four.
Oh. Okay, well, look at there. Four tickets are going to be available for giveaway this morning if you're in the Southern California area. Now, don't feel cheated if you're, because we're national. Don't feel cheated if you're in other states, because Voices for Jesus can come to you, and we will be doing a live video at this event that you will be able to participate from wherever you are. But believe me, one phone call and Voices for Jesus can be in your city, in your church, in your ministry. Win now. So four tickets will be available today. We're going to get creative on how we'll bless people with that, and that'll be good. So let's get that clear. $12 up until the – if you can find somebody with a ticket that they're selling, you can get it for $12. But if you go to the door without a ticket, it's going to be $18. I have tickets. I know Minister Prentice has tickets. Minister Pete Brown has flyers. I don't think we got her tickets yet, but you can still get a ticket through us just by getting in touch with us. So that giveaway will be available this morning. So I know you've invited some of the artists to come on board. I know that Miss Jania Williams is online. That's the only person I've identified. If you've been invited to be part of this broadcast through Minister Walton, dial 1. Right now, and you should be brought up into the queue. Other than that, would you like me to bring Jania on?
Sure.
Amen. Well, Jania Williams, welcome to Real Talk with Pastor E. I'm gonna give you and Prentice an opportunity to let him interview and handle this section here. God bless.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay, there she is.
Yes. Okay, who am I speaking with?
Jania Williams.
Hey, how you doing, Jania? Yes, Jania is going to be one of the vocalists at the show. Yes, Jania, tell us a little bit about yourself and your experiences with working with Voices for Jesus.
I am 9 years old. I'll be singing Because of Who You Are. I have been working with Mr. Finnis for a year. I like working with Mr. Prince's. He taught me a lot.
Oh, great. And you're doing, I understand, Because of Who You Are?
Yes.
Wonderful. We're looking for, and how old are you, Jania?
I'm 9 years old.
9 years old. Okay. We're definitely going to be looking for, last year you done a wonderful job, and I know you're going to come back and do a wonderful job today, and I really appreciate you being part of the camp. How are you doing in school and everything?
I'm doing very well, especially in my grades.
Great. And you love the Lord, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I have a lot of love for you, and I appreciate you being part of the camp. Tell your mommy and dad I said hello this morning, and we're definitely looking forward to seeing you on the 14th of October at the explosion that we're getting ready to give. And thank you for being a part of Voices for Jesus. Anything else you would like to tell them about yourself?
I'm happy that you invited me to come on.
Great. Well, you're part of the camp, so we'll be doing much more as time permits and as we move on. And we're definitely looking forward to seeing you at Family of Faith Christian Center on the 14th of October. And you have a good morning and stay on listening. We still have more to come.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Pastor, are you there? Okay. Pastor, E.
Thank you, Janiyah. What's your favorite subject?
My favorite subject is reading.
Ooh, that's important. Wow. Well, awesome. We definitely are glad you came on board tonight. I can't wait to meet you at the explosion. And God bless you and you and your family.
God bless you, too.
We heard you, Mom. God bless you, too. All right. We'll talk to you guys later. God bless. Man, that's awesome, man. The youth, that is more. Wow. That is, if we just did a youth concert, that would be, I'd sit back and just take a back seat, because we definitely, I love that about you too, is that you, I think probably through a lot of your interactions and doing the cosmetology, you meet families with their children and the gifts come out, and wow, you automatically embrace their gifts and talents. I applaud you and celebrate that, man. God bless.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Now, so nobody else is dial one. As many people on the call. I know we'll give you an opportunity. Like I said, dial one. You can come in at any time if you've been invited on here. Don't be shy. We'll allow you to speak. But let's go. Let's switch gears here for a second. I know you work on your own music. You're doing some original music that has really blessed me. From the first time I heard Hold On, and I know you're going to be debuting a couple of songs for the explosion. Tell us about Hold On, man. Where did God inspire you with that song?
Well, basically I looked at the situations of what's going on, and a lot of times in the song you hear me talk about where did he go. We think just because there's devastation all around, we're thinking that God's not there. But lo and behold, he's always there with us, and he'll carry us when we can't carry ourselves. It's a song that talks about your struggles, your life, and at the end of the day, say hold on, because the race isn't won by the slip of the song. It's them that can hold on and endure to the end. Just because you may not start out in front, just hold on. Because I guarantee you, at the end, God will prevail.
Amen. We're going to debut that here on the Now Network. We're not going to play the whole song, but we're going to give you a minute or two of Hold On, and then we'll come back with Minister Walton and let him give you more insight about this song here on the Now Network. Hold On.
Lord, I remember Joshua saying, Lord, that, Lord, you said that you would never leave. You know, we got to hold on, y'all. Oh, Lord, you know, every time I look around and I see a track coming through the sun, Lord. I look and I see the leaves on the trees, Lord. Can you go? Oh, sometimes, Lord. Oh, we wonder where did you go, Lord? When I look at people pushing little baskets around there. Oh, I remember this little old man. It looked like his back was bent, Lord, so many years, Lord. He was carrying the weight of the world all on his shoulder. You said the race is not won by the swoop of the song. You got to hold on. Lord, you know, Lord.
awesome, bro. I'm telling you. Remember when you first introduced your music to me? It was like, dude, that takes you back where you can still get your Holy Ghost groove on. All them two steppers out there, y'all sit down.
Right.
but that's what, you know, remember we shared, you know, that we have to be creative and strategic on how we get the word out there, because the enemy is strategic and changing with times, and we must catch up and get the word out there any way we can. That's an awesome song. Hold On here. That debuted on the Now Network. Now I know God blessed you mightily with that song and you know, anything you want to share with our audience of what it does to you?
Well, it just basically lets me know to keep pressing towards the mark, because the theme of the show is Cry Your Last Tear is going to be all right. You know, I don't care what the situation looks like. Just hold on, because weeping may endure for a night, but there's joy coming in the morning. And that's kind of where, you know, we went with Where Did He Go? And, you know, we're going to be doing a variety of, you know, we're going way back on some of the music there at the show. We're even, I'm not going to just tell them the whole outlook of what's going on. They need to get there early, get them a seat, and just be ready for an explosion. We're going to go there, as well as you, man of God, who's going to be ministering also their music. And, you know, it's all I can tell them is, be there. Don't be square. Come support us.
Well, you know, it starts at 3, ends at 7. And you know me, I start on time and we end on time. So don't come in late and expect, oh, that's how that's a BT. I'm not going to put that out there. BFT. We're not doing BFT for this event. We will be starting on time, ending on time. Now, the raffles are going to be going on. You need to get your raffle tickets. I need to meet up with y'all this week. I need me some raffle tickets. We got an office that needs a 42-inch TV. So let me get my bid in now.
Okay, could Michelle tell you a little bit more about the raffle?
Yes, she can. She sure can.
Okay, here she is.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Michelle. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Oh, blessed and highly favored. Good to have you on board this morning. You want to tell us about the details of the raffles?
Okay, the raffle, we're going to raffle off a couple of TVs, and we have a lot of different gift baskets as well as gift cards. So
wow.
They have to just come
out. Brennan said one TV. You said a couple of TVs?
We got two TVs.
Oh. Y'all better get these raffle tickets.
Get them raffle tickets. Get them raffle tickets.
So how can
and today?
Go ahead.
Today on the radio, we want to give away 5 tickets.
Okay.
So if you have 5 people call in, so give them 5 tickets.
Amen. What we're gonna do instead of, well, if you want to, and I want to put this out there again, if you've been invited by Prentice Minister Walton to be on board for the call, dial 1 and come into the queue. I don't know your phone number, so I can't just identify you, but we want to give you an opportunity to share. I see some unknown numbers that just popped in. Dial 1, mm-hmm. That'll bring you into the queue, and that'll bring you in there. Now, for those on the line that are in the Southern California area, or if you live out of state and want to come to the Southern California area, I need you to message me. The first 3 people, we're going to save the last 2 for the end. The first 3 people to message me right now, you know how to do it. You will receive a free ticket to the Gospel Explosion, the Gospel Extravaganza, Voices for Jesus at Family of Faith Christian Center in Long Beach, California. That's awesome. And then, so you got 2 TVs and some gift baskets and some gift cards. Wow. Are we blessing folks?
Yep, we are. We are blessing people.
Well, I know you're working hard at really, really finalizing all those things and the gifts that God has given you. You're just showering this event with that. I just want to applaud you also for your hard work and your diligence to go forward when other folks are probably sitting down. So God bless you in there. Anything else you want to share about what will be going on at that event?
Well, I can't give you all the details, but just come out and support us, and you'll be blessed.
Amen. Well, God bless you, Michelle. We appreciate you coming on.
Okay, hold on, okay?
All right. Oh, yeah, no problem.
Yes, sir, I'm back.
Man, you tried to hide one of them TVs out of there. Two TVs will be raffled off at this event. Wow, you could go, you could come and leave with a blessing, but you got to get your raffle tickets. You got to get your ticket to get in first. And as we shared before, the tickets are available up until the day of the event for $12, and it's worth it. It will be much worth it. And then you see what, on the other hand, what God is going to be blessing us with. This is going to be awesome. As I said, nobody's dialing one, and I don't want to do the bus thing today because I don't know who they are, but I want to bring on Minister Terry. I know she's on board this morning, and we are going to those other two tickets that I didn't mention for those that are messaging me now. I see the message, my messenger flying off the hook over there, but we want to bless Minister Terry and her sister Rosalind with these two tickets. They do so much for this network, and they do so much for the body of Christ that we want to bless them with these two tickets, because we know they're going to bring some folks anyway. Welcome to Real Talk with Pastor E, Minister Terry. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, beautiful family. Good morning, mighty man of God, Minister Prentice Walton. I've been listening to you. I was listening to your testimony, and I was saying glory to God that I was able to hear the voices of Jesus in Pocket Park in Compton on Easter. But I listened to your, yes, praise God. You guys were on fire in the park, reaching the lost and found. But I listened to your testimony of on the tracks of 116th and Wilmington, and it took me back because I'm a homegirl. I'm from Compton, straight out of Compton, too. So I know St. Francis, Rancho Los Amigos. Matter of fact, I worked there on spinal cord injury. So I know with your faith in God, that's what kept you and put you where you are right now.
Yes.
And, ooh, your testimony, it was powerful. And your little young lady, Zenaya, the 9-year-old, praise God. I'm looking forward to seeing her. And another thing you mentioned today while you and Pastor, you've been dialoguing, doing hair. Ooh, Jesus. And you said you could come to us if we can't make it to you. Because, you know, sometimes we want things, but then, again, we need things. And our hair is some things we need to, others to tend to that know more than we do.
We all need a little help sometimes,
you know, because I remember on Easter him telling us, you know, Sister Sharon Moses, she was there with us, and I had that opportunity to meet you and speak with you, and you told us how you do hair. So praise God. Glory
right.
To you.
Well, tell Rosalind we need her to mark down the 14th because the tickets are available for you guys to be at the event. And we just thank God for you.
Amen. That's the 14th from 3 to 7.
Yep.
Amen. Family of Faith, 345 East Carson in Long Beach. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. I'm looking forward to.
We're looking forward to seeing you also.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Love you
Thank
all,
you.
Family. Amen.
Love you too, woman of God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Anybody else on the line, you still have an opportunity, dial one and come into the conversation with Minister Walton, myself, Real Talk with Pastor E. We're talking about Voices for Jesus. And just to say that, I know Minister Terry met you through, you tell him how, what was the park, that was One Voice. But Minister Walton has the Voices for Jesus that brings those of us from One Voice, from First Charity, from, I mean, God, we come from so many different churches and different ministries that the Voices for Jesus are a collaboration of all of us from these different groups that come together. And we're going to definitely be One Voice, I believe, will be there. We're practicing today. And then also we're going to transform and go over into Voices for Jesus also. Wait, Minister Terry, did you dial one?
Yes, I did. I forgot one more thing. That
okay.
Hold On. I love that Hold On, and I'm looking forward to hearing the whole Hold On, because I tell you, God, he tells
me. We will have those for sale.
Yes, be still and hold on and know that he is in control. And you said, with everything going on around the world, we got to just realize he is still in control. Don't lose our focus. Hold on.
Yes, yes, ooh, yes.
Glory be to God. I tell you, I'm looking forward. God bless you.
Look, she dialed one and came back on that one quick. I told you, they was out there two-stepping. Told them to sit down.
Right.
Yes. I'm excited.
Amen. Amen. Anybody else dial one? Come on in. Hold on. Let me check over here. All right. I got the two names. They didn't want me to identify. We have a lot of listeners Minister Walton, and people say something about broadcasting that people just sway away from wanting to. They'd rather type it in and say hi and comment like that than to be heard on the radio. But we know God is about to change that in people's lives, that everybody can see the fruits and the benefits of this gift.
Can I say this also, Pastor?
I was going to give it to you for a moment and let you just kind of share with us anything you anything you want to say in this moment. I'm going to back out for a second, and I'll tell that. I can tell when you're about to lose breath and it's time for me to come back on.
Okay. Definitely, I'd like to also mention that we have Sister Inella, who's coming over from West Angeles, who's going to be one of the solo persons there. Two women of God that I've been knowing for years. I have Mr. Corfield, who's going to be heading the music department. He's piano organist, been in the industry over 45 years. Got Michael Glenn, who's used to be with the Men of Vision. J-Love, who's going to be part of the camp. And lo and behold, we have Mr. Pinkston Walton, my father, who's going to be doing some a poem of something that he likes doing, and leaving a message on your heart. Nikki Robinson also is going to be a solo artist who's been singing around town for a long. Her, matter of fact, her dad pastored Rock of Ages, located in Los Angeles, California. So it just goes on and on with surprise guests, and we're just really looking forward to them to get the word spread out. Devin. I have a little 11-year-old child who's going to be awesome. He's going to be doing Michael Jackson, Heal the World. I can't give you the rest of it, but we definitely got some songs that's going to move your heart. Be Grateful, an arrangement which was written by Walter Hawkins. We'll be doing that live performances. And some surprise songs that I guarantee you, when you leave here, you will have a song in your heart that you'll be able to walk out of there with fire in your heart for the love of Jesus. And we're going to pass it on. And this is not going to be the last one. We planned, like Pastor was telling you, we're going to team up and we come together. And which I take applaud Pastor E, because he's a man of God. He works on the highways, the byways, the street, the corners, the parks. So he's doing what does say the Lord. He's and I'm really happy God blessed me to be able to meet the man of God. And we've been working together for quite some time, and I'm looking forward to it as we head up and getting ready. We look like we're about 3 weeks out.
Yeah.
Back to you, Pastor.
Amen. It's going to be awesome. We're going to be, we got a couple of selections we haven't done ever in live that we're going to allow the Lord to release out of us. And I'm not telling you the names of those songs. You probably heard me diddle dabble here on the network on some of my favorite praise and worship songs, but we're definitely going to grow and bring out some new stuff. I know, just being a part of this collaboration, the whole move is awesome. I'm all in. So you guys know me. I do not commit to things that I know God is not in. God is definitely in control here. It is not our will, but the will of God to touch, to embrace and to let you know that God loves you as much as he loves me, and he cares for you more than he cares for me, and that when we all make a joyful noise, hallelujah, when you make a joyful noise unto the Lord, he finds us all pleasing and acceptable in his sight. I don't know about you, but that's my purpose, to be found pleasing, to be found acceptable in his sight, not man's, not person, not situations, not materialistic things, but in the spiritual realm of God, that he can find me acceptable in his sight and find you also acceptable. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. We are excited for this event. We want you guys to tell somebody. We must start to support each other again. We have events all the time, and I'm telling you, we do not get the response that we should, because we have a lot of people that we support, a lot of people that we sow into. We need to support each other. Come out and support L. Prentice Productions for Voices of Jesus at Family of, wait, say the church again.
Family of Faith Christian
Family
Center.
Family of Faith Christian Center, 345. Yes, go ahead. Give the address again.
Yes, 345 East Carson Street in the city of Long Beach, where Bishop Sherman Gordon is our leader. And I'd like
Amen.
To really send a shout out for Bishop Sherman Gordon, who definitely seen my vision, who's allowing me to come in there and be a ministry to the people of God. And I thank Bishop Sherman Gordon again wholeheartedly, sending much love out to Family Faith Christian Center, letting them know the men of faith will be in the house. And just thank you. Thank you for being a part of what
Amen.
We're getting ready to
Amen.
Do.
Amen. We'll be doing a second broadcast October the 7th, the week before the event. And let's see if we can get Bishop Gordon to come do a drive-by and get introduced here to the network also, and maybe have something he would want to share with our listeners also. So again, October 7th, we will be doing our second broadcast of concerning Voices of Jesus, but we guarantee you we'll have all the artists. We'll know the numbers. We'll know, have them lined up. We'll have them set up for being a part of that you can hear everybody's personal testimony and what the Lord is doing in them, that you can come and meet them in person. Family, this has been awesome. I bless you. I thank God for you. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated. And guess what? You were beautifully made by God. Don't let nobody tell you anything different. You leave here today encouraging yourself with all of the negativity that you heard into your ear gate that is now released into the world where it came, that the Spirit of God can rest on you with peace, joy, love, and happiness. Yes, you are God's greatest miracle. God bless you, family. Join us tomorrow for Exalting Jesus, 4 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern, here on the Now Network. Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.